We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Coach Gundy Radio Show. The Cowboys coming off a win at Tulsa yesterday as Oklahoma State dominated the second half to post win number 3. Cowboys will take a 3-0 record to Austin, Texas for the conference opener Saturday. 6:30 kickoff, and our pregame coverage starts at 4:30. Been some interesting developments as well for Oklahoma State players in the NFL. Mason Rudolph played extensively for the Pittsburgh Steelers today as Ben Roethlisberger was injured, apparently an elbow injury, and not certain how severe that injury may be. So Mason Rudolph may be playing for a while for Pittsburgh. So obviously wish him very well, and threw one interception today that really wasn't his fault. Went off the receiver's hands and into the opponent hands. But Mason Rudolph, when you read some of the quotes from the Steeler teammates in the post-game locker room news conference and so forth, they're pretty positive about Mason Rudolph, and the recurring comment has been he cares a lot. So he's made quite an impression on his teammates, and the impression also is they feel like they can win with him. So that says a lot about Oklahoma State's former quarterback. The current quarterback's doing pretty well himself. Spencer Sanders rushed for 59 yards yesterday. I think now he's the fifth leading quarterback rusher in America. Threw for 169. Of course, Tylan Wallace did what Tylan Wallace does. Chuba Hubbard did what Chuba Hubbard does. And we'll get into all the details of their performances as we move along here tonight. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Also, you may send it to me on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. We'll take a break, come back. Coach Gundy will be here momentarily. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving your time at Homeland. Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Why is Epic Charter School the fastest growing free public school in Oklahoma? Epic combines the flexibility of online learning with face-to-face instruction from great certified teachers. Epic serves everyone with less taxpayer dollars per student than any public school. Epic has the highest teacher pay in the state and pays all employees great wages and benefits. Epic's money is spent in the classroom and on teachers, not administrative overhead. That's the Epic difference.
So who's with me? Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Come on, guys. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. I can't hear you. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Meat, bun, Schwab dog. Now get out there and get yourself the best dang hot dog that ever existed.
Schwab, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Hey, Cowboys fans, pay with Pete this football season with the OSU Rewards Credit Card from MidFirst Bank. With the OSU Rewards Credit Card, you can earn rewards and enjoy a variety of benefits while showing your Cowboy spirit every day. Plus, a percentage of each purchase with your card supports the OSU Alumni Association. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Back at Slim Chickens on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. By the way, we were talking about Mason Rudolph. Here were his numbers today, 12 of 19 for 112 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. And we'll just see what the injury report is for Roethlisberger, but And the interception, as we mentioned, went through one of his receiver's hands and into the hands of an opponent. But there may be an opportunity here for Mason Rudolph. We'll see. Coach Gundy?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I texted him, and I haven't heard back from him, so I'm sure he's taking care of whatever he needs to take care of. But that's a very exciting time. I hate that for Ben, but – You know, Mason is, if there's anybody that's ever or is prepared or ever ready to go, I'm guessing it's going to be him. I mean, he's done that. That's been the way he was from day one. You know, even the year that he was redshirting and we had, only five wins or something, and we were really struggling. We, all those quarterbacks got hurt that year,
yeah.
And then he was next, and we called him in, and I said, look, here's the deal. We got two games we know for sure, and if we end up winning one, we get to play in a bowl, but do you want to burn a redshirt year? And he said, no doubt, I want to start tomorrow. I mean, it wasn't even close. And I said, okay. And now it's too bad we didn't have that rule. He would have got those, that year back.
I didn't even think about that. He would have.
Yeah, but the point being is it didn't faze him at all. See, he handled it the right way. And that I came here to play football, okay? I didn't come here to save years. Like, there's some young men, and you know, we live in a society today where there's people aren't as team-oriented, there's a lot of selfishness in everything we do, not just football, in life.
Sure, sure.
And he said, I came here to play football and to start, and that's what I want to do. And, you know, we end up winning, and
yeah.
Won, and they played great, and then so it worked for him, right? He started the next 3 years, and so he's worked extremely hard, and he falls into the category that the term I use sometimes about he's really serious about football. He's into the sleep patterns. He's into nutrition. He's into hydration. He's into his weight, his fluid levels. Studies tape. Understands the game plan. Gets all the work he can get. And he's serious about it versus just, okay, I'm doing this because I like to play the game and I'm on scholarship or they're paying me money in the NFL. And you see the results. You know his heart was beating out of his chest.
Of course.
Right? All of a sudden you're in Pittsburgh and Big Ben goes down and you're in. And I did pull up his post-game interview about an hour ago just to see how he handled himself. And
how'd that go? I didn't get to watch
great,
it.
Just like you would think.
Yeah.
Said everything perfect. And they said, were you nervous? And he said, sure, a little bit, but I was ready to play. I want to play. And he said, I hope Ben comes back, but if not, I'll be ready to play. He handled it perfectly and gave credit. They said, well, you had two touchdown passes. And, you know, he said, hey, somebody made a good catch or a good run on the screen, and O-line did good. So he gave all the credit to other people, and then he put the blame for them not winning the game on himself. So handled it exactly like he should. And, you know, for that reason, he'll hang around the NFL forever. It's just hard to find young men that are going to commit themselves for that long like he is. And so
yeah.
And I would expect that eventually he'll continue and do really well.
It's interesting. You mentioned 2014, that freshman year. I asked you if you were okay with this before I did it. I called his dad just to find out more about him when we realized he was going to be playing. And I'll never forget what his dad said. He was honest, but you kind of see where Mason gets it. He said, is it ideal? No, of course it's not. But you know what? He's there to play football. His teammates need him. He needs to go in there, and he needs to play, and he needs to play well. And he says, I think he has done everything he can to prepare himself. So he said, hey, that's what he's there to do. He said, no one wants to, you know, go in week 11 and start for the first time and have to do that. But he said, that's what he's there to do. Right. And I thought, you know what? That's if the kid's like the dad, which obviously he is, I mean, that's mm-hmm. that pretty much tells yep. you everything you need to know.
And he's worked hard in these last year and a half or however long he's been there. He's worked extremely hard. And when you watch him in the preseason games, you can see his commitment to his footwork and his presence in the pocket and where he stays tight, two hands on the ball, moves in the pocket. And where when he was young here, he was not very successful in those areas. And he's worked so hard. He's a great mentor and a great example for, you know, I tell Gunner all the time, my boy, I say, look at the difference in him, how he's progressed, and he's done it through hard work. I mean, he just does it all the time. He used to stand out at practice, you know, and he would do this. You seem to know.
Oh, yeah.
People made fun of him all the time because they thought it was kind of goofy, but that's what he was doing. He's preparing himself for what happened today, and that's comes back to he's very serious about football.
Yeah. So when you think about a young quarterback, and now Spencer Sanders is playing as a redshirt freshman, and they're different because they have, you know, some different strengths, obviously. Sure. But what are some of the things that carry over? When you think back to Mason playing, especially his sophomore year early, when, you know, there were some moments where it wasn't easy for him, but it eventually got better and better. How do you think back on some of the other experiences when you're playing a redshirt freshman and try to reflect on, okay, these are some of the growing pains? I mean, and what are some of those growing pains that you see?
Well, it's consistent pretty much with all those guys. They each one of them might have a different skill set, but the game moves really fast right now for young quarterbacks. It does for Spencer, and we were just discussing earlier today the difference in Sam Ellinger now. I mean, when he was a freshman, he made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
And had a lot of errant throws and decisions, and I mean, just from an outsider looking in. And he's not that way anymore. He's become a very polished passer. He makes good decisions. They give him control a lot now. And so the game has slowed. Unfortunately for us, the game has slowed down for him. And that'll happen also through time for young quarterbacks like Spencer. And the thing that he's done is he's helped himself, because if things go south and he just takes off and runs, and he's fast enough to make things happen, and so that makes us a better football team. But in visiting with him, the game moves fast, you know, a lot going on, and it'll slow down a little bit each week. And then about, you know, if he stays healthy and continues to play, about game 15, the game will start to slow down for him a little bit, and things won't be so cloudy, and he'll know exactly where to go. And, you know, I mean, you remember Mason his last 2 years. I mean, 3rd and 6 and 3rd and 12 is nothing to him.
Oh, he was money. As I mean, money as you
just,
could be.
Well, he just knew what to do.
Yeah.
He just knew where to go, and he didn't panic. And, I don't know that there's ever been a quarterback in college has been as successful on 3rd and 10 or more as him. Somebody can look that up. I'd like to know who it was. Spencer, you know, a couple times in the game Saturday, got a little flustered, and it wasn't even in blitz situations, just in a base look. Just because if things don't pan out right, when you're a young quarterback that's inexperienced, you just kind of get a little frustrated because you want it to all be smooth. So that's just part of it, and that's what that everybody goes through that with young or inexperienced players. And for where he's at now, his performance level based on 3 games, he's doing really well. I mean, you can't expect him to come in and play like Mason. They're not going to do that. So he's doing really well, and we have to call him. I had to call him down on the sideline one time Saturday. Because he's competitive, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I'd rather do that than kick him in the fight.
Yeah.
Push him in there and tell him to fight. And that's not, you know, we don't have to, that is not the situation with him. So that's a positive.
When you have an All-American wide receiver like Tylan Wallace and the nation's leading rusher, Chuba Hubbard, and you're that young quarterback, how much does that help you? I mean, it's obvious how it helps you, but just in terms of the defense is probably doing something to take something away. When they have to sort of hedge their bet, how much does that help him understanding what he sees? Because there are some limits to what you can do if you're shading a safety over, or if you decide to stop Chuba. I mean, that ties the hands a little bit, doesn't it? And then it slows things down maybe a little bit, or no?
Well, balance is important. You know, you've been here with me for a long time, and I want to rush the football. And I firmly believe in rushing the football, and that opens all your play action passing, and we know the long story. We don't have to go into all that. There are games where maybe we have to throw for 400 yards and we can't rush for more than 50 or 60 based on the style of defense we're getting, but that's not preferred. It's much easier to hand the ball off and get yards than it is to protect, throw, and catch.
Sure.
So we want to stay balanced, and you know, we've been very fortunate here that we've had a lot of really, really good skill players, and we've been able to stay balanced based on the running backs we have and or the receivers we have. So that's our goal going in. To a certain extent, defense determines what we do. Just like in this last game, you had Tulsa that wanted to play some three cloud drop eight, which the defense yep. that we're seeing a lot right now. But we put Chuba in the eye and handed the ball off to him, and we were covering guys up, and that defense is not really designed to stop those type of running plays. So they got out of that and started playing man, and now it's high risk reward. They were trying to press and challenge Wallace, and so there's times that we didn't get any yards, but then there's times we got big chunks, and so it became a high risk, high reward defense for them. Based on, I'm just outsider looking in. Obviously, I'm not in their huddle. Them not being able to stop the rush.
Right.
So Tylan ends up with five catches for 118 yards or 120 or something, but he had either four or five personal fouls, holding and pass interference.
Right, right.
That's an additional 60 yards. So he really had nine for 180.
Yeah, yeah.
If you count it that way. And so that's what you work. You know, it's just the basic fundamentals of football. I mean, the game is not complicated. It's a numbers game, and we have to go where when I first started playing quarterback as a true freshman, I had a coach told me, he said, it's real easy. He said, you run where they're not and throw to the guys wearing your colored jerseys. And it works pretty good.
Yeah,
and,
it does.
And still to this day, you try to run where they're not and throw to your guys.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple deal. If you have a question for us, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. So you're going against that high-risk, high-reward defense. Is patience a part of the equation? Because they're going to get you sometimes,
sure.
But I guess in the back of your mind, I don't know if you have to remind your guys of this, but we'll get ours just eventually. Yep. Do you have to kind of keep that in mind or not really?
Well, the one time that I had to settle Spencer down a little bit was because he was frustrated because he was getting impatient. Mm. And they brought what I call a house blitz. They brought everybody. The first time we did it, the first time they did it, Tylan dropped the pass in the end zone. So Spencer got back, saw him in it, converted it, threw it up there, and he dropped it.
Okay. Right, right.
And they did it. They did it later on and forced an errant throw. And then the third time they did it, he just took off and ran around the end and ran the end zone.
That was a touchdown run.
Mm-hmm. He saw him coming, and that wasn't the play. But he knew there's nobody left. So he just let him come, and he just took off around the end and ran. And you know, that was the touchdown that put us ahead.
Right.
And so that was a good example for just be patient, okay, and let the game take care of itself. And then, see, they didn't do it after that. After that happened, they didn't do it. So and what you're saying is exactly right. But it's hard because offensive football today, there's not a lot of patience. Everybody's trying to score as fast as they can.
Yeah, score on every play, basically.
Trying to score all the time. And so there is a lot of truth to what you're saying. And we talk about it on Saturdays. When I talk to the team at the hotel, I tell them one thing I tell the offense. I used to say the same things every Saturday. I believe in repetition, even in communication, will get you better results, okay? And so I tell them all the time, stay in our system offensively and be patient and take what they give you. You get in trouble whenever you try to take something that's not there.
Yeah.
And so offensively, that's the communication I give them, and that's where Mason learned, and then Taylor learned, you know, after he played four or five games, he started to figure that out.
Yeah.
So it just takes a little bit of time.
So one last question sort of on this theme before we go to break. You were talking about the pass interference fouls on Tylan Wallace, and the mm-hmm. big difference between the NFL and college with the rule is it's a spot foul in the NFL. It's 15 yards in college. Would you be in favor of that changing to the NFL rule where it is a spot foul, and if it's 40 yards downfield, it's a 40-yard penalty?
Well, it sure help us for what we do. And there's no question. We've got, gosh, you know, I mean, over the last – since about 2010, is when we really started chunking the ball down the field. And I would say that we've had over 50 penalties probably that were 30 yards down the field or more, I'll bet you, since 2010.
You know, you,
and it might, and it might be 75. I'm just safely saying 50, that where we've had penalties way down the field.
Yep.
So,
you know, here's a crazy happy medium. I always have crazy ideas. You know what you could do to find a happy medium is say you get two defensive pass interference fouls. Those are 15-yard penalties. The from the third foul on, it's a spot foul.
Or spot foul, yeah.
No, so you get two, and these things happen. I mean, you know, there's things that are accidental. But if you're going to take on the mentality of Tulsa, you get two that are 15 yards. Once you get to the third one, from that point on in that game, every one of them is a spot foul. And that's kind of a way to make it a happy medium because they're not pros playing in the secondary. They're college players. It's a little different.
Yeah, and the other thing is that it, if you're challenging receivers, we talk about this as a staff, if you're challenging receivers based on the number of balls that are thrown down the field compared to what it was 10 years ago, there would be, gosh, you might get four balls thrown down. A defense might get challenged four times down the field, and sometimes two in a game. Mm-hmm. Well, now it's not uncommon to be challenged 20 times a game down the field.
Yeah.
So based on the number of times that it happens, you're going to get some penalties. Like we had a holding Saturday where they double moved and 31 grabbed him. So, you know, we coach, you know, minimize our penalties, but it's just different. It's like we covered pretty good Saturday. They dropped one in the bucket on number four going down the sideline, and he was in decent position. So he's right there. He's a step behind him. The guy drops it right over the shoulder. He catches it and goes in. It's going to happen based on the number of times they do that. Now the other one we got beat on, we shouldn't have happened. We were in a three double cloud look, and we should have had a guy in middle safety in way back, and he got caught looking at a bunch of stuff and let the guy run right by him. Those are things we have to correct. Those are some things we did last year that we have minimized this year since we got out of the Oregon State game. We've done better, and that's an example of things we have to minimize. But when you're chasing and playing man coverage and as much as we do in games, everybody in the country, you're going to give up some throws and you're going to give up some pass interferences. You just hope that you can equal it out with pressure and sacks or extra guys playing the run, like which is what we had to do on Saturday. Once they started rushing the ball successfully, then Coach Knowles and the defensive staff made a nice adjustment. A nice, simple adjustment, and that allowed us to stop the rush, which we did, and, you know, convert, get off the field and convert, and then find a way to win the game.
That's Coach Gundy. We're here at Slim Chickens for the Coach Gundy Radio Show. If you have a question, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. We'll take a break. More coming up. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Coach Gundy Radio Show is brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of Cowboy Athletics, and they remind you to enjoy responsibly. We're at Slim Chickens here for the Coach Gundy Radio Show just north of Boone Pickens Stadium. And remember, Slim Chickens, if you have a party, you're watching the road game coming up Saturday at Texas, Saturday night. Hey, remember the tailgate pack from right here at Slim Chickens. Give them a call at 405-372-2326, 405-372-2326. We just had a text message come in from a fan that was probably a little frustrated with the challenge of really the replay review of too many men on the field, which cost you a big play in the second half. But that's a relatively new addition. I'm trying to remember exactly when they did that, when they introduced that. And that can initiate, if I have this correctly, that can initiate from the replay booth, if I remember correctly. Yeah, they can look down and say, wait, there's 12 guys out there, and that's obviously what happened in that case.
Yeah. And at that point, I was frustrated, but it really is what they should do.
Yeah.
So you don't get away with that much, and we're in two tight end formations and two receiver formations more now than we've ever been. And as elementary as it may seem, based on our formations and the way we call them, we have certain people in the game. And it's because the way the system was built, the language and the terminology that we use. I don't particularly like it. It's not real clean.
Right.
It hadn't been an issue in the past because we're not in that formation much. So we don't get to work it as much in practice. It ended up being a good personnel grouping for us in this game based on the way it transpired. So we got into a few more sets that we hadn't really used a lot based on where the ball was on the field. And so it goes back to show you that things you don't practice, you're not going to execute on game day. And so when we ran the play, everybody knew it, and they didn't pick up on it. And so
thought you got away with one.
So what happened is the guy on the sideline over by us, he noticed that after the play, one guy came off and nobody else was coming off, or nobody was coming on. And so he started looking around and going, well, how come somebody came off and nobody went on? And then so he radioed over, which he should, because, you know, you want to play the game right, and that's why we have replay. And we were wrong in doing that. But years ago, we would have been good because there was no replay. It started about 3 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I was trying to remember 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's something that now they can do. It's funny. I was looking at some of the stat books from other Big 12 games. And you're seeing the pendulum swing. I mean, you were 46 runs and 22 passes yesterday. TCU was really heavy run. K-State, of course, has been that way. Oklahoma rushes for 309 yards, and the quarterback hurts. You know, he has another big rushing game, and there were others. But it's funny how that pendulum swings. Well, we're going back the other direction, aren't we?
Well, you're going back to – it's a numbers game. Now there's three people up there, and then there's a bunch of guys playing pass, so people are rushing the football. But, you know, 3-4 years ago, wasn't that way. You had a bunch of guys up there stopping the run and not many playing pass, and people were trying to throw it over their head. So that's just what's taking place right now.
Chuba Hubbard rushes for 256 yards. He carried it 32 times on a hot day, hit two big plays out of the gate, and leading rusher in the nation.
Sure looked pretty that first play, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
We covered everybody up, and that's just old school I formation, and covered him up, and he cut back in the A gap, and the safety fit the wrong hole. Safety was fitting the C gap, and overrun the play, which happens. He loses sight of that back in the eye. That's the advantage of the eye. And so it was really – and it was nice to see him run. You know, we've talked about it, but – even last year, we didn't get him in the open and really see him run like we saw him. And now this year, we've seen him be able to take off and run. And his durability will be important to us. He comes out some, and you know, then we try to get him back in there. But what was it, 35 carries or something?
32.
32 carries, a lot of carries now. But we needed him to rush the ball based on the way they were playing defense. So you got to go with it and make it happen.
And I know I've asked you this before, but after 32 carries in a game, I feel like I'm and fans were asking this messages last night. Is a priority trying to find a real number two guy that you can say, hey, you may get the ball 11 or 12 times? Is that something you feel like in the next 2 to 3 weeks is a pretty big priority, or can you go the way you're going now?
Would I prefer he carry the ball 25 times a game? Yes. How we go about doing that right now, I'm not sure.
Understand.
Based on giving ourselves the best chance to move the ball and score points. Can he carry it 30 times a game through conference play? I don't know. There's not been many guys in this league do that. Yeah, I don't know who's the guy at Iowa State
Montgomery?
He carried the ball quite a bit during his career.
He did.
But I don't know if anybody averaged 30 carries a game in this league.
Yeah.
At tailback. So we would prefer to get him down to where he's carrying the ball between 20 and 25 times a game just for his durability. Now, he wants the ball, so which is good. But I also want him playing the remainder of the year.
Sure. So. L.D. Brown has had his moments mm-hmm. during his career. He had some injury issues last yes. year, which really limited him for, mm-hmm. gosh, about 2 months, mm-hmm. it seems like. But, you know, so I guess
a little choppy.
Kind of waiting on him to maybe take off.
He's a little choppy with his feet right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, is flowing through and continuing, and he's getting a little he's getting to a point and chopping his feet and then trying to restart. And so he's not as successful now as he should be. He needs to trust what he's seeing, and he needs to flow. And, you know, if based on his read, he's flowing outside right off the hip of that tackle or guard, or he sees it push and he's flowing right back inside. And so we've got to clean that up a little bit, and I think that'll make him a better running back.
Are some of the new run schemes that you've been using maybe a little trickier for a back like him? Is there some adjustment he has to make, or is it really not that big of a deal?
Not as much as it is with him chopping his feet. He's got to go. He's got to run and get started, and he's got to go.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy. We're here at Slim Chickens, and once again, if you have a question for Coach Gundy, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens just north of Boone Pickens Stadium. It's a Mike Gundy radio show from Learfield IMG College.
I believe in public education, but my children have some needs that just can't be met by our local school. But I found Epic. It's a free public school that blends online learning with face-to-face instruction. It's flexible, safe, and my kids can learn at their own pace. They have access to free counseling if they need it, and Epic doesn't give up on any student. Epic teachers are awesome. Maybe it's because Epic offers the highest teacher pay in the state. I love Epic, but better yet, my kids love Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Poke fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
We continue from Slim Chickens, the Coach Gundy radio show on this Sunday night. Glad you're along for this Sunday evening program. I had another text message come in, just more of a comment, but was commenting that he's happy to see the players prepared and hydrated adequately so that there wasn't a lot of cramping or rolling around given how hot it was yesterday in Tulsa.
And that whoever's sending that message in, they're right on. And our nutritionist, our medical staff, and our strength staff work extremely hard during the week behind the scenes. And it is important that our players stay hydrated. See, we had an issue with 92 with Cam Murray yesterday, but he had been sick during the week.
Okay.
And so he had some fluids. He was down some fluids before we went over there, and he started to feel a little better on Friday. But you know, when you've been sick, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you don't have your energy, and it was hot anyway. So then he had some fluid loss, and then we went over there and he started feeling better. He was the one that was really struggling in the game. Everybody else was in decent condition, and we were hydrated. And you're at our practices. There's not a practice that goes by at the end we don't talk about it.
Yep.
I say it to them multiple times a day. The players buy in. They're eating a lot of food, which they need. They're hydrating all day long. They have to mix the sports drinks, electrolytes, and things that they get with water. They have to stay off the sugar and caffeine because, you know, that dehydrates you.
Right.
And so they, Charles Hewitt, our nutritionist, Rob Glass, and Scott Parker and John Stem, those guys all in medical and nutrition and strength conditioning, they have educated our team. They understand. And so for that reason, we're able to play in you know, the field turf. The temperature was 135 degrees.
Ooh, it was hot.
So if you're not properly hydrated, you'll be out for the game. And so long story short, they have done a great job. And I was thinking about that when I was driving home on the bus last night. I thought about that. I thought, you know what? I said, gosh, I need to make sure and tell them in the staff meeting how they did a really nice job, because that's a big factor in a game. Can't have guys going out of the game.
Well, yeah, and you think about, too, defensive line-wise, no Evers, no Israel Antoine, mm-hmm. no Sione Asii. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I know Jim Knowles had told us, you know, he didn't know about Jernigan. Of course, he ends up playing a fair amount, but they didn't really.
And he played good, and he got better.
It didn't sound like he was going to play, but you're down three guys as it was, and you still got through that and shut him out in the second half.
No doubt, yeah. So, you know, especially defensive players in your front seven, where you try to rotate those guys and keep them fresh because they're facing. See, we had big plays yesterday, so we only had 68 plays. They had 88.
Yeah.
So, and they had 88 last week. Not last week, Oregon State week. Last week, we were able to catch our breath. Most of our guys only played about 28 plays, but at Oregon State, we had 88 plays. Remember, we couldn't get off the field on third down. And yesterday, so those are, that's a lot.
How pleased have you been with the linebacker play? Agbamba Mega, Rodriguez, Kevin Henry jumps mm-hmm. off the bench when Rodriguez gets hurt, makes a couple of plays immediately.
They've improved. In preseason, I thought the biggest room for improvement would take place, or had the potential to take place, with the defensive front and the linebackers. I felt like the corners are mature and I think we knew what we had. I think that's true. The safeties had already gone through the process because they played so much last year when we were worried about them playing because they were young. But the linebackers basically are new, and the defensive front is new. And so those are the two position groups, and I'm pleased with where we're at the linebacker spot now with their assignments, their effort, their tackling, their playing. In conference play now, it'll get tougher each week, but I think they're off to a good start.
You know, as we get into conference play, the dynamics change, the opponents change. Malcolm Rodriguez move from safety to linebacker during preseason camp with the injuries and such you had at the linebacker position. He's, according to the roster, 205 pounds. Do you have any concern about his lack of size as we get into conference play? Or do you think with his wrestling background and athleticism, he can overcome that?
I do have concerns, just the wear and tear through, you know, four more weeks. Then you get, you know, you're up into about halfway through the season. And hopefully he's still fresh and running to the ball and durable. What you mentioned with his background and his athleticism and playing all the sports he's played and in wrestling, his balance and his ability to use his hands and things is going to help him. And as I watch it now, I think, okay, he's going to be able to hold up. But does it concern you? Sure. I wish he weighed 230 pounds.
Sure.
But he's doing a nice job for us with at where he's at and what we're getting accomplished.
Time for a break. And Cowboy fans, next time you plan to shop at Stillwater, make sure to stop by Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop and Stillwater program supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens as we continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show, and thankful you've spent your Sunday evening with us. Well, now we've got the conference opener at Texas, and what have you seen from the Longhorns up to this point? They won big over Rice last night.
Well, they're obviously very talented. I mean, we say this every year. I mean, they recruit, in somebody's opinion, the top players in the country year in and year out. And the difference, in my opinion, with them now is their quarterback. He's in year three, and he's playing really well right now. He's throwing the ball really well, and they're throwing it a lot.
They've changed that way?
Yeah, I mean, from what an outsider looking in, from where they were offensively with when Coach got there, they were more of a power running, tight end, play pass team. They're spread out a lot, which they spread a lot last year. But, I think 68 times against LSU. So they're throwing the ball a lot. Their running backs aren't rushing the ball very much.
Yeah, they're beat up at tailback. I think they've got one healthy tailback, true tailback.
Yeah. So they're he's running it, which he's good at. He's a big kid. He's about 220 or something, and he'll run it. So to answer your question, defensively they're different than they were. 2 and 3 years ago, where they were a lot of pressure and a lot of man, and they started to transition last year. Well, actually, 2 years ago when we played them down there, they transitioned to three down drop eight against us against Mason. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
And they hadn't even shown that basically, and they just jumped in it in that game and caught up. We weren't ready for it, and so we had to adjust on the run. And the defense played great that game. We won the game, but. I think we only had 14 offensive points in that game.
Yeah, and you're beat up in the offensive line
yes.
that day, too.
Yeah, so then they've transitioned, and last year they were doing some of that, but more. But they would still pressure and play some man and press and stuff. And then this year, not as much. More of the stay-back mentality. It seems that they trust their front five or six guys to stop the run and let everybody else stay back and try to defend the pass. And then, as I said, offensively, on the flip side, they're relying on him to throw the ball, and then he runs the football a lot, the quarterback. Special teams, why, they're the same guys. The punter is back, and he's punting better this year. They did a lot of rugby-style punting last year. It looked like that they were concerned with his ability to punt. So they rugbyed quite a bit. This year they're doing some rugby and they're punting behind the center more. He's punting better. He's got a year of experience, and so it looks like they're trusting him more in that area. And then they have the same kicker that's back. And on kickoffs, you know, he kicks it last year. I think 80% of them were out of the back of the end zone. His numbers aren't quite as high this year, but he still kicks pretty far. So that's where they're at as a team. You know, obviously very talented. We'll need a great week of practice, and we need three good game plans and get the kids ready, get our guys ready, and keep their legs fresh, keep the juice in them, get them hydrated so we go down there. We're playing at night. I think it's a 6:30 game. I'm not
for
sure.
It is.
But it'll still be humid. I mean, it'll still be it'll be warm, so we need to try to keep them fresh where they can run around and make plays.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time and the visit as always, and looking forward to cranking up conference play. You've got Texas this week and then Kansas State, who goes to Mississippi State and wins.
No doubt.
Here in Stillwater, so the league's looking better than people thought.
Conference winning a bunch of games, that's for sure.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Have a good week.
Okay, thank you.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy here at Slim Chickens, and by the way, Cowboy fans, the next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to stop by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. And the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of five Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone store. Or you can shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. We're back to wrap things up after this. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Back at Slim Chickens to wrap things up on the Coach Gundy radio show. And just if you pay attention to these things, sometimes it's interesting. Odds makers have Texas as a 7-point favorite Saturday night, but there have been other times they've been favored and the Cowboys have come out on top. Of course, in case you missed it during the broadcast yesterday or did not see this note, Chuba Hubbard's 256 yards rushing yesterday, the most for a Cowboy back since Kendall Hunter went for 257 in the opener against Washington State in 2010. On that night, Kendall Hunter had 208 yards in the first half. How about that? For Carson Melton, our producer, I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening. This has been the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens at Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.